Sonia Sarge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talk on Fridays about the region's business news. U.S. stocks took a tumble this week after the bond market sent out a fairly reliable warning signal of recession. But there's a new economic forecast out of Sacramento suggesting a recession might not be on the horizon after all.
Yeah, this forecast comes from the Sacramento Business Review in its mid-year report on the regional economy. The group's analysts say they don't expect a national or global recession in 2019 or even 2020. Of course, though, we know these things can change quickly. But this most recent forecast is a change from late last year when some people believed the national economy was on the cusp of a downturn. The local economy continues to grow and the unemployment rate remains low.
So no recession, according to this report, but what about workers? We've talked before about how some industries are having a hard time finding workers. I mean, has that been fixed?
No, that's actually still a problem. Labor shortages and skills and talent gaps are among the challenges the region could see in the future. The Business Review's report cautions that even though the local economy is growing, job growth is slowing and business confidence is waning. Construction and manufacturing jobs in the region saw the most growth so far this year, but government jobs only grew about 0.2%.
Of course, the big story this week had to do with rent control. The Sacramento City Council adopted the first rent control policy in the city's history. The decision came after more than 2 hours of public comment. And as CapReady's Bob Moffitt and Nick Miller reported, there were some pretty strong opinions on both sides of the debate.
Definitely. A lot of people following this one. Among the main issues is the percentage by which rents could increase. The ordinance restricts year-over-year rent increases to 6% and the rate of inflation annually, or no more than 10% overall. Some opponents of the ordinance argue it's too weak to be effective. They say this isn't that different from the annual rent increases the city has already seen in recent years. Data from Rent Cafe, for example, says the average rent this year for apartment properties with more than 50 units in Sacramento is 4.3% higher than a year ago.
All right, let's dig a little deeper into the guidelines here. This ordinance won't apply to all apartment properties, right?
Yeah, that's another key point. The ordinance limits how much annual rents can rise on apartment units built before February 1995. So newly built projects can have expensive rents and stay expensive.
Now, there was a plan to put rent control on next year's election ballot, but this ordinance effectively takes it off, right?
Yeah, it appears the 2020 measure won't go before voters, but it'll be interesting to see if there's any maneuvering to still try to put it on the ballot somehow. And this overall issue is likely to return. The rent control ordinance has a sunset date at the end of 2024.
Well, let's end with some retail news. Several discount chains continue to expand, even with all the challenges surrounding retail. Two of those businesses were in the news this week.
Yeah, a local discount chain Falling Prices is planning its fourth local site, which would be in Florin Town Center. This is the chain that gradually drops its prices throughout the week. And it also appears Five Below, a popular discount chain from Philadelphia, is entering the Sacramento area with its first local store. The possible location would be in Town and Country Village in Arden Arcade. Five Below is known for selling items that cost $5 or less.
So who shops at these places?
Yeah, the answer to that question has kind of evolved over the years. I think discount shopping was previously associated with older shoppers. But Five Below, for example, lists customers ages 8 to 14 as one of its target audiences. I guess it's hard to turn down a good deal regardless of your age.
That's Sonia Sarge from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.